continue with Sefer Shmayim, Shara Yichud, Perek Tishi, 9th Perek, Daf Ayin Aleph. Hacharayo, what is the proof Shavoyer is Baruch Shema Echad? That Kodesh Baruch is one and Echad Emes Zelosa, there's no outside of him, other true one. Noima, we will say as follows. Kimeit Mishikol Mechubar, anything which is put together from a combination, loisigomer have a yosoi, the product will never be complete. Ele v'shtatav chalokav ashechubamem, that the ingredients which is incorporated in this essence is fully united. But who is atek tosam iktosam, that every part is united with the other part. V'ikar ashitav. And the main unity is for Achdus. The main incorporation is, and it's absolute unity. And it's also not possible it should exist such a thing which is combined. If you could separate the parts from what it is combined. Any combination cannot be put together unless from something which is more than one. Ikara machloikes, and the fundamental essence of separation is harav, is the multitude. Bekim shohi siman achibar varkova, since the siman, the sign of combination, asidur, in order, nimtzavo elam azeh v'chlolav, v'befrotav, you will find this in this world, in the overall part of the world, and in every individual part. You will see in this world, anything and everything is combined from many components. V'chlolav, in the global part, v'befrotav, in the private part. V'chalokav, in the part, v'shroshav, in the roots, v'nofav, in the branches. In all of them you will find many components combined. So shimotze b'kulam, you must find in all of this combination, inyan ashitav v'machloikas. There must be a possibility which is incorporating each other and getting united, and also a possibility of separation, if not there wouldn't be parts. Again, as you say, let's take a car. A car is put together for many parts, and every part is put together again for many other parts. If you say a car, how many main parts is put together a car? So you will say an engine, you say a transmission, you will say a carburetor, you say brakes, you say tires. Okay. Because a part are being put together a car. Now obviously, in order to put together a car, you must have parts. There must be a separate engine, a separate carburetor. And the carburetor and the engine, they're two separate parts. What makes a carburetor putting them together? What breaks a carburetor taking them apart? The carburetor in himself also is put together from parts. Now what is a carburetor? There's many elements in a carburetor, which is before they were separated, now united them. So you see, everything in this world, there is not a thing in this world which is not built in this structure. Everything is put together from many combinations, every combination is put together in a combination, and in this essence of this system, as we know, there must be parts, and the parts have two choices, either they're combined and they exist as one, either they're separated and it's a machloike, they're separated. This is all, everything which we see in this world. Everything we see in this world. Now, in other words, in this world, there's not one being that we know that is not depending on a certain combination of many elements. Can you figure out anything in this world which is put together, which is one, period, one? There's no such a thing. And this is what we say, Hashem is one. He's the absolute, only one. He's the Echad HaEmes. He's one, the absolute one, the true one, which is not depending on any combination. This is Echad HaEmes. There's an angel also. There's nothing outside of him. Now, in beginning, what we learned in Chavis Alvovas, that's what the Maral in Netzach Yisro, which makes a tremendous big thing out of it. Now, obviously, since everything must come from one, the one who made the parts, and the one who's combining the parts and putting the overall world together. Now, if this oldest system, which we know in the world, in many departments, they have one goal. Actually, they're being reunited in one. They're reunited in one. If you see a big factory, which has tremendous, many departments, departmentalized, many departments, and big assembly line, and divided all over around the world, and interconnected with computers, so very well functioning, okay? So when you're losing sight of the, you can't say this is one, all united, all one, because see, thousands of people, thousands of departments, and all different elements of production. Imagine IBM, okay? Now, but when does IBM get united? When we say, let's say, there's one man who owns the whole factory, he owns the whole system. It's one man, he has one reason, he has one goal, to make money, and because of that he starts structuring and making this, and he makes other department, and he's running the whole system. Now, when you don't look at that one man and the one boss and the one goal, that all these many departmentalized sections are functioning and working for one goal, for one purpose, for one man, you see a total see a whole government, and one is not depending on the other. But when you see all these things is coming out from one source, from one goal, from one man, and gets subdivided and subdivided again and again, and then in the end you see the one who receives the end product, which is again one end product, the money, and that money goes back again to one pocket, and this money is being used for one goal, which that one man originated and ran, and it comes all back to one. So actually, when you see the beginning and you see the end, also in the center you see the unbelievable divided, decentralized departments, but you see it's all one system. It's all one system. All the many departments is one system. Since you see in this world, that's exactly the world is one big concern. And one is connected to the other. One is connected. Today this is scientists approving it. Scientists approving it today. As we mentioned many times, the butterfly concept. Everything has an impact. There's not a movement in this world. Imagine, it's ventilator Gossi. This has an impact. Where it's beyond even our imagination power even to think to what impact any movement in this world leads to. And that proves that as much the world is departmentalized into million parts of movements, which you don't see any connection between one movement and the other movement. But since everything comes from Echot Ha'emes, it comes from one Hashem, which is absolutely one. He's not combined to many elements. Because if there would be the one structure, the one God would have other elements to himself, then you could say, well, this element is producing fire, this element is producing water, and not necessarily those things are connected. In order to connect the world, and the world has one goal and one purpose and one tachlis, it could only come when you see it comes from absolute one, and it has a goal which is run by absolute one, and it goes back to the absolute one. The fact that you see the world departmentalized, this is because we don't see the origin from where it comes, and we don't understand the goal, it's where it goes. There is one other, this I'm not, unless I'm putting in here, since we're speaking about in detail about the Echo de Emes, but there's one representative in this world, there's one element in this world who looks like a creature, which in essence in the outside is departmentalized, millions part of things, but you could already detect a certain absolute oneness in this world. You don't have to wait until you see the end product in the end, which is Am Yisrael. Goy Echad Ba'aretz. They're one nation. They have this element of one. Because when you look at the Torah Hashem, the Torah which the Torah demands from a Jew, the way they have to act, the way they have to behave in this world, in the many, many decentralized departments, what is the ultimate requirement of a Jew, if the Jew functions as a 100% Jew, you immediately detect a certain echod, absolute echod, right now, while we are still departmentalized. Imagine when you go down to IBM and you see and you realize what's going on in the width, in all these departmentalized sections, and without even seeing the beginner, without seeing the owner, the boss who originated all these things. So you would ask a question, how could we detect the absolute oneness, the uniqueness of unity in this, while there's still you divided and subdivided in all the centralized sections? How can you? If there would be a certain element in every faction, every section of the departmentalized company, a certain which has a certain absolute uniqueness, which no way is incorporated in the system itself, and there would be a certain sign which will recognize immediately that all this is one. Obviously, when you look from above, it comes from one to goes to one. Before it goes into the stock market, and when it goes back for the money from the stock market, it all goes back. It comes from one from one desire, from one planning, and it goes back to the same planner. And there you see it's reunited. But when you don't see the ticket, when we look in Am in this world, Am Yisrael is dispersed in this world from the beginning of creation, I mean since the world became a product of creation, since Avraham Avinu, till end of Mashiach's coming, there's an Am Yisrael. And Am Yisrael runs a life which is Torah Echad, one Torah. And the word of one Torah, what is the unity in Torah, what is the unity in Am Yisrael, which we all alike is, not what we are accomplishing, for whom are we accomplishing? We all bottle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all nullify Hashem Echad. We all declare in every given action what we do, at the time of the birth, at the time of dying, and while we are living, every morning and every night, Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad, and we do everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is one. And it's battle Ritzoyin Chol Ritzoyin. We continuously nullify our desires for the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who designed the whole thing, runs the whole thing, and takes the benefit of the whole thing. Everything leads back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's benefit, which means the whole, the product of the world leads back to eventually to the ultimate one, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So obviously, if the Goy could see and could come to the recognition that Hashem Echad, by looking the whole system, as we said, I'm looking the IBM, where it comes from, where it leads to. And then I could understand all the decentralized section is eventually leading back to one. But while you are in a different department, you hear and you see, you don't see how they are united here. Only if you look at it above. However, Am Yisrael, while we are divided in all the departments, but every second of the moment, wherever you are, you declare, Ato Echad, Yer Hashem is all one. And all the system which we are in is means to serve that one. And we, what makes the departmentalization by us today? Because people, everyone has his self-interest, everyone wants his own department. Everyone is buses his own department. Everyone gets rewarded according to his own department. It's just like not loyal, effective workers. If everyone has his own department, there's a long iron in my department, I couldn't care less what he's doing in your department, because I don't care about the end benefit of the company. I don't care about the profit and loss statement of the company. I care about my system. Did I run my system right? How many people are under me? Do I get my salary? Do I get my promotion? That's all that he cares. And in a selfish good worker would even be to a certain extent interested that somebody else should fail and goof. Also, his product in the end will be totally worthless, because the more other people fail in their position, more worthy he becomes. It takes a very selfish effort. Couldn't care less the boss's interest, because he's not a partner in the system. However, if this all decentralized managers would be partners in the system, and then he would get the interest in all the other departments, and he wouldn't be selfish thinking, am I successful? Am I the best worker? Will I get more promoted? And he will not be satisfied that he's being promoted not because of his qualification, he's being promoted because he's the best of all the others. He's doing the best from all the other managers. In the contrary, he would be interested that all the managers should even do better than him. And he's interested that he should produce a good product just like everyone else, because we all work for one boss and we are partners with that one boss. This type of feeling, all of a sudden there's no decentralization, yes, in technically, physically decentralized, but the interest, what it's producing, all leads back to one. And that feeling is Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is that every Jew has to look himself, from Avraham Avinu, to Melech HaMashiach, looks that he runs a certain department in this multiple world, which runs this department, which leads into one product, which is called the Briyas HaOlam, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, which he wants to get out of it. And we are partners. Now, so should have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis. So since at Ma'aseh Bereishis, when the word Bereishis was said, and the whole world, with all this multiplication came to instantly into existence, then obviously, all this multiplication was very obvious, it comes from one, because that one created all this multiple existence. He created one. Now, we lost sight about it by now, while we are in the assembly line. But presently, while we are in the assembly line, everyone runs his own department, which is his own life, from beginning to the end, in the width and the depth. What he remembers, he's a partner in this Bereishis, and he's just as much interested, involved in everyone else's department. So that just as I'm interested in my department, I should do a good job, and I should deliver my piece to incorporate in the overall one design, Rotson, which is what has to produce. I'm just as much interested in your piece, because my piece without your piece is not complete, and I'm sharing your piece just like you have a share in my piece. You take full responsibility for the whole world. This essence is a feeling in you. Tangibly, you've experienced the absolute oneness while you are separated, is while still you're under the same class system. This is Ata Echot, you Hashem is one. Obviously the world is departmentalized, but it's all come from one. But you gave into this world a desire which the world has to deliver, is the Torah, is Shimcha Echot, is the Torah. The Mika Amcho Yisrael, who is that Goy Echot Ba'oretz? Why the still Ba'oretz is still a Goy Echot? Because my Rotzen is nullified to Kodesh Baruch Hu, because I'm delivering his Rotzen, which is one, you're delivering Rotzen, which is one. And if you have all these millions individual Ritzoinos, desires, nullified to the Hashem's Rotzen, you become through that automatically really unified. So actually, there's an essence. Echod Amiti, a one, absolute one, not as a combination, also in us, because we are attached to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I just bring in immediately the way he brings the proof of the, what is the difference in Echod Emes, how to bring it down right now in our life. This is the absolute reason why it's demanded from us no selfishness. That I am so hasn't got, you know, the Eter Soini, Soi Marisi, Odom Atem, says the Gemara, Atem Kriyum Odom. You are called Adam. We know we saw him become Adam. A goy is not called Adam. Only Jews are called Adam. Adam, Adam. You are man, and others are not. And known thing that it was the violent case. There was a trial, and he was convicted as a blood libel. Blood libel, yeah. And it was 90 years ago. It was still was before the Tsar in the Russian. And he was defended by Jews, and it was a big case going on. At that time, all the anti-Semites and even Shemot and baptized Jews, knowledgeable Jews, found a good platform to attack the Torah, to attack the Talmud. And all this type of statements of Chazal was brought up and proven that the blood libel is a valid libel, because not the Jews are murderers, the Jews don't consider a non-Jew as a man, they're allowed to kill him. And they brought up this statement, other matter, you are called other men. And a goy is not an Adam, so you're allowed to kill an animal. So for them, a goy is like an animal. And the word of what do you say to this statement? Adam, Atom, Atom, Kriyim Adam. You're called man, not nobody else. So I think it was one of the Chotke Rebbe's, they wrote a whole essay on it, which was delivered on it in the exposition. So it was Etnetrat, how do you explain this Gemara? So he explained, a man has several names. A man is called Ish, a man is called Gever. A man is called Adam. Ish could be called plural and multiple. Ish is plural, and Anoshim is multiple. Gever is plural. Gvorim is multiple. Adam has no multiple. There's no Adam in Adamim. Adam also could have a name which is only one, Adam. And he says, what makes us to come from all around the world to defend this one Jew? Because if one Jew is being prosecuted in Russia, all the Jews all around the world feeling, being understand, being prosecuted. Because Atom Krim Odom, you consider it one man. And just like one man, if you hurt the feet, the whole man feels the pain. It defends the feet. Because if this would be an Italian, would any other Italian lose a minute's sleep? Unless you take away spaghetti. But as long as you give him spaghetti, he wouldn't lose a minute's sleep, because the other Italian somebody tried at the other end of the world. There's no other nation, there's no other person in the world which unites them to such a unity that is being affected just because a man in his nationhood is being in some way attacked. So this is the Gemara says, Adam Atem, only you have the title of Adam, because Am Yisrael has a purpose of Echod Emes, of absolute oneness. The fact that you're multiples, this is parts, which all these parts is marked, is putting together one purpose of one God. We represent Hashem Echod, Mikam Chisol, Goy Echod Bo'oretz. And this Goy Echod, and that's one of the reasons why Am Yisrael could be diversified to millions of things, and still have one common interest by saying declaring Shema Hashem and Kashem Echad. That unites us in absolute unity of Goy Echad. Further, any point?
Yeah, I was curious. Just yesterday, the day before, I was published, and Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for a siman, a sign that I should see Hashem, and said something, I think, that the Agoy shouldn't be, a sign should be only for the Yidden, only for us, but also that a Goy should not share in this issue. I was looking for exactly what it was. I was wondering if it was the same idea that...
Harenu Eskvaidecho. Harenu Eskvaidecho, show me your... What? Refnei Niva Amcha, yeah, should be separated. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he was trying to say. That you should have, like you said, Adam, I was thinking also Olive Dome, with one blood, one, I don't know, fits.
It fits in different way. Dam is blood. Okay? Dam is blood. The one is like Shlosha Shitzim Ba'olam. There's three partners in a man. It's the what he gets from his father, obviously Imo, his father and mother, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What is Kodesh Baruch Hu? Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him a Neshama. And that Neshama on a Jew, this calls Mechelek Alakai Mimal. That's the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, that only a Jew has. A Jew is Adam, because Dam is 44. Dalad Mem, blood, is 44 in Gematria. And Av, the M, Av and M is 44. Av is 3, and M is 41. 3 and 41 is 44. So the one who only has the presence of his father and mother, but he doesn't have the neshama, is dumb. Because Boko Eretz is neshama, the one neshama which is in Aleph is Adam. Atem Kiyim Adam. You are called, you have the Adam. What is a guy? A guy is dumb. Therefore, but the guy says, a guy is not. But goy, you're not supposed to kill because you're spreading blood. It's only blood. But as it's Adam. It's not only blood. It's Adam, and through spreading blood, you're losing the Aleph, the high in the Shema. So therefore, the Shvichas Dom and Bagoy too are not allowed to kill. Therefore, that's the reason Bagoy, the features in a born person, has the same stature. Making a goy to commit to make abortion is just as prohibited as killing a live person. But it is not so. It's forbidden to kill a fetus, abortion. It's forbidden because the shvichas dam, but it's not Adam. As long as the fetus has not been born, it's not yet Adam. Because
I'm sorry, it's not considered murder, but it's considered.
It's prohibited.
Prohibited, but it's
prohibited, just like you're not allowed to kill a goy. The killing of a fetus.
Because it's spilling blood.
Blood, it's spilling blood, but it's not Adam yet.
It's not
because Adam only becomes at birth. Adam only becomes at birth. A Yid becomes a statue as a Yid. Yisroel becomes a statue as a Yid. As Adam only at birth. Before it's born, it's not a Yid. It's a living being, just like a Goy is a living being. You're not supposed to spell blood. The Lois Sirtzach in the Seres Adibres, don't commit murder. When you use capital punishment against killing, is only when you kill Adam. If a Jew kills a Goy, he's not over a lava of Lois Sirtzach. He's not allowed. It's prohibited. It's prohibited. But it's not a lava of Lois Sirtzach. Where a goy is over of his life sitzach, and Shemitz Menoyach is killing the features equally as he kills a living man. Therefore, if unfortunately a Jew has to go through abortion to save the mother, but sometimes halachically he has to go through abortion to save a mother, there's an inyan to go only to a Jewish doctor and not to a goyish doctor, because you machshel the goy of a goy is more prohibited in abortion than a Jew in this respect. Because by God, there's no difference abortion or living person. He's just as alive in his mother's womb as outside. Because Atem Krim Adam, because only you have the stature for Adam. And that special of Adam that the Aleph had been added and the Shema has been added to the Dam is only after birth.
What's the reason for that? Is that just the height that is that way by Goyim and not by Yidin?
Because no, that's the difference between Yid and a Goy. That the fact that you became a Yid is only through birth. The statue of Yisrael, you only see by being born to a Jewish mother. Why is it really so? It's being actually, but
No.
Right by birth. A Jew is called about bris even if he's not circumcised, even if there's no bris made. And a Goy is called Oral even if he's circumcised. A Goy is called Oral. Even you made a bris on him, he's still called Oral. In Kodesh Messi Echo Machsus Mila, and a Jew is not been circumcised, is still called a Bel Bris. Even technically, is not. A born Jew is a Yid. And the Maral brings a beautiful medrash that did ever a God took out a nation from the midst of a nation? The medrash says, what is the motion? Sheshamit Yoda betoch Iber Shel Imoi, Shomtoi. That Am Yisrael was compared when they were in Mitzrayim, and the nationhood was developed, the body of the Am Yisrael was developed in Mitzrayim, like a fetus is incubated in the womb of the mother and is being developed his body, but it comes to give birth, they don't want to release each other. The mother doesn't want to give out, reject the fetus, and the fetus holds onto the mother, doesn't want to reject. So the royer, the shepherd, has no choice, has to put in his hand, has to snatch it out. And through that, the birth comes to existence. So did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaNis Elohim Lekachas legoy mikerev goy. Did ever a God took himself a nation by taking a nation from the midst of a nation? Kodesh Baruch Hu kaviyochel had to bring his Zrayinot, he had to take in his hand in Mitzrayim and detach us from the Mitzri. Because we were so attached to the Mitzri that not the Mitzri wanted to let us go, not we wanted to let go the Mitzri. The Golus. The same combined that we became really one. And only when Hashem took in the hand and it pulled us out, then took a nation. Then when, so the Maral says beautifully, when did we become Israel? Only after Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We never had a statue of a Israel while we were in Mitzrayim. Because Hashem became our Hashem, Hashem Elokei Yisroel. When did Hashem become? Only when he took us out of Mitzrayim. If we would have had a statue of Yisroel while we are in Mitzrayim, that means it would be possible to exist as Yisroel without Hashem. But this way, that you only became Yisroel with Hashem, comes out Hashem and Yisroel is one. There's no Yisroel without Hashem. And only when we were out already, then we became Yisroel. So simultaneously, Hashem was with us, then we became Yisroel. There's no possible to be Yisroel without Hashem. And that, in essence, is the guarantee that Yisroel can never lose Hashem. Because there's no Yisroel without Hashem. The whole essence of Yisroel, that Hashem is Elokeinu, Hashem is our God. We were never Yisroel before that. That means the statue of a fetus is not the statue after birth. And so is also in our individual system. The fetus in a child, in the mother's womb, is not Yisroel. It's a living creature. Features in a water's womb as the same stature as a goy. It's a living being. And just like the goy could potentially become a Jew, become a ger, so this features could become eventually a Jew by what? By giving birth by the Jewish mother. By giving birth by the Jewish mother, that makes him a Jew. Now you will understand why a Bukhar goes after Bukhar, Bukhayra in Kedusha Bukhayra of serving Hashem, the Kahanim, goes Bukhar Imoy. Rather for inheritance, for monetary inheritance from the father, because Bukhar Oviv. Where did he get the Heri with the Heri? He said there's two Bukhayas. There's a Bukhar Av and there's Bukhar M. When it comes to inherit money, physical material, it goes after the father. Who, the oldest son of the father, he's the Bukhar, not Bukhar M. But to become a Bukhar is Kedushas Bukhar. When Melech is Koyanin, that you should have a Bukhar to serve the Beis HaMikdash, to have a Kedushas Bukhar to fast out of Pesach, has to do with the birth of the mother. Even the father had other children from previous wives, so anything, it's not a Bukhar. The Bukhar is the Peter Chamor, only Peter Chamor, where the mother, Peter Chamor. And also, if it was a Caesarean, loses also the Kedushas of Bukhar. But it doesn't lose the Bukhar of the father. If it happened to the Bukhar for monetary things, it's a regular Bukhar. Because what is the specialty in the essence of a man that you are Bukhar? You are the first, the birth. The birth makes you the first. Because you became the first Yisroel. B'ni Bukhar Yisroel. Just like Yetzias Mitzrayim was the birth of Am Yisroel. And therefore they became, and they could never be exchanged. Just like a Bukhar could never be exchanged. I happen to be a Bukhar because I was born first to my mother. I can't serve the Bukhar. Nobody could take it away from me. And what made me that special in essence in me? That made me what? Birth makes a Bukhayra. Prior birth, you're nothing. As a fetus, you're nothing. If you have been taken out of the side of the Caesarean, you also lose the statue of Kedushas HaBukhar. Mm-hmm. However, monetary Bukhayra, a system where father inherits money, you could be a Bukhar and a Bukhar or even it was through Caesarean. Because that's not depending in the mother's birth, it's depending from the father's origin, that he comes originally. So it's a technical Bukhar, and there's a Bukhar which is a Kedusha Diga Bukhar, which is not tangible, a Kedusha Diga Bukhar. The Kedusha Diga Bukhar is depending in birth. The best proof, you could be the oldest to your mother, but it's not coming out in a natural way. It was a Caesarean, you also lost the statue of a Bukhar. You don't make a pidyon aben if it was done to a Caesarean. Because you see, birth makes a Jew. Why so? We go back because Am Yisrael became Yisrael only through birth. What was the birth? The birth was the taking out of Mitzrayim, detachment from Mitzrayim. We were attached to the Mitzri and Kodesh Baruch Hu detached us, and all of them became separate. This is Atta Bechartoni Mekolami, just like Chale. The Aloha Odom Rish was Chalosa Shaloyim, was the Chale of the world. And as the Maral said, what is Chale? Chale also shows when you make a dough. And the dough is forbidden to eat. It's like tevel until it is not mafrish the part for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So by detaching a part and giving it for the koyim, giving it for the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then the others become permissible to eat. So the din of chala chala has to be detached from the whole thing. If they happen to be donuts, happen to be pieces, and just take one piece and put them aside, they were never a part of it, that doesn't makshir, doesn't make kosher the rest of the dough to eat. Because the other could only be nichshir to eat if you detached it from him. All the umay so'olam, all the nations of the world, in order they should be qualified somehow to be reincorporated in tikkun, in the world to come, and that all have to all come from Adam Rishon, all come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have to go back one day. So how do they go back? They must, challah has to be taken up from them in order to be kosher to exist. And what is the challah? That you took a part of them and you snapped them off, you detached them from a part of them. So the symbol of materialism, which is the dough, which has to be nishir, has to be niskasha by taking of challah, but the symbol of the representative of the world is Mitzrayim. It was the representative of materialism. And there, the chalosa shalom, the challah of Am Yisrael, was a part of them, integrated part of them. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came through birth by taking us out and detaching us. We became chalosa shel olam, and we are kodosh. Yes, b'nei b'chayr Yisrael, we are holy because of that. That's am kodosh. Atu lechas kan v'goy kodosh. And through that, they become permissible and to exist and to produce and and for whom are they working? They're working for their leadership, for the am kodosh, which we eventually going to lead them back, take them back. But all brings us back to echad, to this one. Yes.
I still don't understand. What is the difference? Why is it certain acts by a Jew are considered shrichas dam and by a goy is considered? Then I don't understand why that is.
Because you have to understand the life of a Jew is not the same essence of a life as the life of a goy. That you understand why? Because you're living. I could attribute your life to two sections in your body. One is to your physical body, to the dam, and one to the odam, to the aleph. Now, who are you? When we say, I'm going to give you, there's something which the one who's not strong in Ashkofa is hard for him to hear. I will take the oldest vegetable Jew, and I will take the lowest character Jew who lays in convicted him for life sentence in prison because he killed his own wife. He's a Jew. If you should get sick, Mechalal is a Shabbos is a Yom Tov. And if it takes a million Jews to be Mechalal Shabbos for him, and to violate all the 610 Averis for him in order to maintain his life for one extra moment. And that has to be done by Moshe Rabbeinu himself, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, with all the Gedolim in Israel. They have to do it. If our own dear President Bush, which is such an important person, he feeds so many people, all the welfare department, should get sick Shabbos, I'm not allowed to pick up the telephone to call a doctor for him. Do you understand that?
Not 100%.
So therefore I said you have to be very strong in Ashkofa really to understand what's the chilek between a Yid and a Goy. Because actually it's a terrible discrimination. You take a 100-year-old vegetable man is worthless. In order to save a moment of his life, you have to violate the Kolat Torah Kula by the entire Klal Yisrael to preserve a minute life. And you could take the most decent, nicest Goy, the Chassidu Umesu Oilam, you're not allowed to be Mechal and Shabbos at all, period. There's certain halachas, Machmas Evo, Machmas Sino, Machmas this. I'm not going into that. But basically, you're not allowed. You're not allowed. Sochere, discrimination. You take the worst Jew in every sense, in physical, in spiritual, and you put him better than the best guy. And it's that. The statement, the best Jew is the worst Jew is better than the best God in this respect. So the chayt is a terrible discrimination. The answer is, it is not discrimination at all. Because the life of a goy in the life of a Jew is not the same. I'm not saving the life of a Jew in this sense as a late save. The Torah comes before life. The Torah comes before life. Ah, the Torah is nitcha because of life. The life of Adam, of the Aleph. Because a Jew's life is eternity. 1 minute of a Jew's life is eternity. Because a Jew could produce in 1 minute, which all the going together in the life that cannot produce. A Jew says what Mekabel Oil Machoshman wants is uniting himself with a Kodesh Baruch Hu once, he converts himself into eternity, and that's 1 minute is eternity. And the Torah is not eternity. I mean, the Torah is made to bring us into eternity. is a means to bring us into eternity. So the Torah with Nitzche for Nitzche is for the chiyus of Am Yisrael. Where a goy is not eternity. A goy is a servant, an object in this world, just like anything else. And just like, I would ask you something else. If there is $100 million cash in my world, and I could feed, I could feed Klal Yisrael, I could put the whole Klal Yisrael into Koilin, $100 billion. And they're going to sit and learn, and nobody has to worry, we're going to put them in, and everyone sits and learns Torah, and everyone comes very great and great and pious Jew. Okay, Gvaldik, and it's both, and I did it, and I dedicated it. And there's a fire in Shabbos. And I could save the money, but I have to make one telephone call. Can I make a telephone call? No. So actually, what's happening? Here is a whole learning Torah of entire Klal Yisrael goes away with smoke. And for one telephone call, I put the entire class into the koilel, and they become all Moshe Rabbeinus. Become all Moshe Rabbeinus. And you're not allowed to make the telephone call. And for this old 100-year-old vegetable, to make him, to save him 1 minute of life, you're allowed to make that one telephone, 1,000 telephone calls. And Moshe Rabbeinus has to make the telephone call. You understand this? The same thing, because you're saving here a second life. And a second life is everything. It's Nitzchus, it's Elokus. The guy doesn't, now, when a guy hears this, I hope he will never hear this lecture, but if a guy asks me this lecture, it's our discrimination. I said, listen, guy, if you claim that your life is so valuable, that your second of life is Nitzchus, is Elokus, you claim that you have that, then you could say, I'm not fair. But you don't even claim that you're having, so why are you talking about discrimination? I say, you are just as good as $100 billion. Just like I will not let, I'm not going to save, I'm not going to be Mechal Shabbos to save $100 billion, I'm not going to save your life either. I mean, obviously, your life is not worth $100 billion because you would give your children's life away for $1 billion. you would trade off your life for anything. So if I say I will not be Mechal Shabbos for $100 billion, why should Mechal Shabbos your life? Your life is not worth $100 billion. You're not putting value $100 billion in your life. However, a Jew, what?
It flies in the face of everything that we grew up in. And there's a liberal idea that every person is equal in opportunity and this and that. And but the point is, that your thing, I think.
He doesn't have the.
There is a difference. There's a Nefesh Elokis is missing. The goy doesn't have it. He doesn't have it.
So if the goy would demand the Nefesh Elokis, I just want to help you now. That you, in your own mind, because you're affected by this American culture, that you shouldn't feel your own mind, because you should know. But your problem used to be my problem. I used to struggle with myself. Lamai, so what's the difference?
It would help if I really had an understanding.
So the interesting thing is, so I will ask, if the guy would demand and would claim that he has a Nefesh Elokim Imal, if the guy would have the claim, I have a Nefesh Elokim Imal, and I'm eternity, and every second time he captures a life, and I'm
in the service. Their response is, we're all God's children. You know, that would be a response.
Yeah, but you're not, because you're not even claiming that. What does it mean to be God's children? What does it mean to be God's children? We are always guilty, we're always responsible, that we know a second of everything is everything. So discrimination is always tolerated, the question of discrimination. When two people claim the same claim, one is granted, one is not, you could ask discrimination. They don't even claim that. The guy doesn't even claim that they have an Nefesh Elokim Imal, which makes 1 second of life so valuable. They will trade off anything. Life they will trade off for other values. The value system of the guys are totally different. So why are you talking about discrimination to begin with? And only the Jew claims that it's considered to all children of God discrimination. Only the Jew doesn't understand what he is. The minute he understands what he is, how much aren't we giving up life for everything and anything for a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So if a person is ready at any second to give up his life, you said this morning, I'm willing to be thrown into the fire in order not to violate a Kodesh Baruch Hu's unity with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If your life is nothing because it's all dedicated to Hashem, if I come and take away that life, I'm taking away Hashem from you. You're killing Hashem in you, not killing that body. Because you are not body, you are a piece of Elokus, because you every second are ready to be sacrificed to God. The guy doesn't have the claim to give. The guy never lives under this concept. So when you kill a guy, you never killed away Elokus, because you never claimed Elokus. So there's no discrimination to begin with. He's not a part of this Echad, of this absolute Echad.
Okay, we continue with Sefer Shmai Perik Chi, Shara Yichud. Ach haroya shabayr is borach echad. What is the proof? Kodesh Baruch Hu is one, echad emes. In en echad emes ilosa, there's no outside emes one of him. Noemabul says false. Kemit mehayosh. Shekol mechubar, anything which is combined, but sekol mechadiyosa ele vishtatu koloko vashachil b'emem. Only if you put in existence all the parts, components, which it has been combined with. Vuhu, his achad kusim tosim, that one of them have to combine with the other. Iker ashituf, in the iker strength of partnership, combination is achdus, is unity. Cheno titocha mitzir sam chubar, it's not possible. But anything which is combined, el bischalach chalokov ashmem chubar. If you separate one part from the other, and the kachubar lo yeh, kimdo vidvorev shavir semechot, anything which is combined could not be only something which is more than one. Few elements combined. I'm not explaining because we learned it the last time. We finished this, I'll elaborate some, so I'm saying it fast here. The ikar machloikas, and what is the fundamental essence of machloikas? How do you say machloikas?
Division?
Harav, multitude. Only if there is multitudes, there's machloikas, there's division between them. The kim shoy simen achiber barkova sida nimtza boilem zebachlora. Since the order and the system of combination and components put together in order in this world in general, in the front of and in the details of the world, all the parts of the world and the roots of the world and the branches, everything is put together from many, many elements. In all the components in this world, if this is in the roots, if this is in the branches, if this is in the parts, in every part of the world there is such a inner, there is such a existence which is called shittuf, either the combined, either the being dismantled, machloikas, because everything is in this world exists of components. There is not one thing in the world which is absolute one. The Koram and the root of all this existence of these components of the world is ha'achdus varov. Either it's united, either it's multitude. Emitnei she'achdus kodemes l'rav teva. Since achdus, the unity, the oneness, has to come before its multitude in nature, kikdimus echel sharaminyan, just like number one, it comes before any other number. You can't have many until you don't have one. If you start many, said one, two, three, so. Is minadin also is appropriate shiti ilas kolam israbe that the cause of all multitudes which where it originates from must come from bilti misrabe, has to come from something which is not multiplied, brashas chorsus, in the head of the beginning. Mitne hagdomas ha'inir ha'achdus l'chol misrabe, because that's the way it is, that every the achdus always has to advance the misrabe. When you have many things starts off from one. Since the ilo, the cause, has to come before the effect, it's not possible that the effect should be affecting himself before the cause took prior position. There's a cause and effect, right? The fact is the result of the cause, and the cause always comes before the effect. It's not possible that the fact should be effective without prior the cause should be causing. And any multiple, any division is actually an effect of a cause. What is the cause? The absolute one. There was one, and so the one has been added to other one, and the other to other one, and then it becomes multiple, and this multiple is being combined. Comes out, the cause of multiples is one. There cannot be multiples without before being one. And there's no, the multiplications and combination cannot be in existence if priorly there wasn't an originator, origin, which started off from one and from that one came to multiply. So this is the world's nature. So obviously when we look and analyze the world's nature, that everything in this world, if this is in the root and this is in the branch, in global, in private, everything is a combination of elements, combination of many, many organs, many, many multiplications. Obviously, that logically leads us to the absolute conviction that they all originate from one. I would say it's not the mushroom. When you see a pyramid, okay, how's a pyramid? A pyramid, you see, in the bottom, it's a long, wide range, and it goes all the way up to the top. So I would say the top is the unity. It ends with a point.
So we say, is the point being built by the multiple, or the multiple is being built by that one? If you look at pyramid, okay, we just say, is this point come from the bottom, or the bottom comes from the point?
The point comes from the bottom in the pyramid case.
In the pyramid case, why? Because who does it?
People.
So people do it. So we take the existence element, and we build them to the point. But if I look at it from the origin, where these elements, which is in this pyramid, the structure pyramid, come from, where it originates from, just like you said in our logic that man built pyramid, the point comes from the bottom. The same logic dictates when I look the origin of this elements of the pyramid, we will say the bottom comes from the point.
You could also say, like, well, when you throw a stone in water, you have the center, and then you have a lot of rings that are around it. So
right.
That would be in that sort of case where the multitude comes from the center.
We usually see the ring. We usually see the rings. Mm-hmm. So see, when we see rings, obviously you know there's a center. Although we miss to see the center. We can't see the center. But obviously when we see rings, we know there is a center. So we come to the center from the ring. Mm-hmm. But the ring really comes from the center. Mm-hmm. Because the ring comes, it's in a pyramid. Because the multiple comes from the one, therefore now we realize from the multiple there is a one. We don't see the point. We only see the bottom. But since they come from the one, we know it leads back to the one. And the same, the pyramid is not only in elements, pyramid is in everything. The theory of pyramid is in everything. Look, people. Now, we said many times, so take 100,000 people, line them out, and start building a pyramid to the ancestor where they're coming from. It will come to one. They obviously come from one. Yeah. Multitude of people come from one. 100,000 men have 20,000 parents. 20,000 parents have 5,000 parents. 5,000 parents have 1,000 parents. 1,000 parents have 200 parents. Until it comes to the original one parent, so the pair of parents. So the multiple points, they must come from original one. So again, but the Chavis always tries to say that one of the arguments you say that we must conclude that when we look at the world, it seems, so if there would be in the world at least one element which is totally one, not depending on any combination, it's absolute one in his whole essence. He is one. He's not combined of many elements, and he reproduces one, and he's always one. So at least you could say, if he is one, so just like a one exists here, and there is multiple, so the multiple and one is not combined. But there is not one thing in this world who is independently one. Echot ha'amiti. All is a combination. So everything which you look at already is the bottom of a pyramid. Now, if the whole world is really one line, one chain of a bottom of a pyramid, there's not many pyramids in this world. Everything is connected. Everything somehow, somewhere is interconnected. But since we look at the whole world and all the elements is like one chain, and we look at it all as the bottom of the pyramid, automatically force us to lead us to the one. This is the one absolute echad amitis. And obviously, that one is the origin one, and that one must have always existed. Should he not have always existed, only start being existing before? So who caused that one to be one? So obviously that one couldn't be caused by two. Who couldn't be caused by two? Because then you have an opposite pyramid. And you see multiple things creating point. So that the one who caused the one, he is Hashem. Again, this is the logical argument which he brings in. Bekim she'en ilas ha'boi sarav. Since the cause of the existence could not be harav, the multiple, must be the ilas, the cause of havoy. All the cause of the actual existence must be echademus, the absolute true one. Kvarek dam Rabbi Zvareinu already said it in the previous chapter. Ki ilos kol asher talenu lamalo, the cause of everything which goes more upward. You know, we go up to the root. Titmatnel bitchilosam will always get narrower. As we just said, that analogy of pyramid. The pyramid form, the more you go upward, it must get narrower and narrower. Until it's going to reach to the root of the counting, is absolute one. Now comes out a very beautiful thing. Anything which you look in a pyramid, leads you where? To the point. What is the pyramid? The whole world. Everything is the bottom of the world. Wherever you look, it's
connected the roots up to the one of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That means there's not one experience, there's not one show, there's not one contact in this world which cannot lead you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, there's no man excuse to say, I didn't see Hashem, I don't believe in Hashem, I don't know Hashem. What do you mean? You don't exist? Wherever you exist, look at yourself. Whatever you see, you look at any position of this world, it's a part of the structure of the bottom of the pyramid. And that automatically must lead you into one. There's not one element in this world, not one, if this is time, or this is experiences, if this is anything of the, which is not a part of the structure which is being built by that original one. So therefore, we are never excused, no matter in what position we live, no matter what we experience in life, we never, never excused of not be able to learn and to realize the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that one. That Shema Yisrael, Shem HaKadosh, Shem Echad. In every situation, you have to find the Hashem Echad. Now, we see that we say Hashem Echad, we mekabel ol machashma beside the regular kibbolos ol machashma, every morning and every night. We also say kibbolos ol machashma, when a child is being born, we make a bris milah, it's a certain meaning, we say Shema Yisrael, Shem HaKadosh, Shem Echad. Obviously, when a person dies, Shema Yisrael, Shem HaKadosh, Shem Echad, a person goes through a dangerous thing, goes through an operation, it's mekabel ol machashma. Mechlal, I learned from my rabbi that it's an Indian every time when you experience an extraordinary experience, like if you're going to the Great Canyons, it's an Indian to be mekabel ol machashma. They're right there in the cave. When you're flying in an airplane, you're above clouds, to be mekabel ol machashma. Even you're like a 1 hour flight, you're going to Boston, okay? But the fact that in order to, if you're in heaven, wherever you are, again, because there isn't it was obvious, the Shema Yisrael Hashem and Hashem Echad, Bakriyas Yam Suf. Because there, Kodesh Baruch opened up all heavens and all earth, everyone saw Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zeh Keli Vaveyu. That was the biggest manifestation of the oneness of Kodesh Baruch Hu, without any denial. So can you recognize the oneness of Kodesh Baruch Hu in any given position when you are in the world? Now, this is a beautiful analogy, the way the Chaim Soloveitchik puts down. If we should structure the world, we should look at the world, including ourselves and our business and our pennies which we have in our pocket, and all the experiences, anything and everything, we should look at it as one extra component of the pyramid. It's the other brick in the pyramid. So when we build a pyramid, you know how we build it one row after the other row, and every row gets shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter until you get to the pinpoint, until you get to the one. So it comes out that every block, every brick in this pyramid leads you to that one. It's connected to that one. Now, if you take out this brick, sometimes you wouldn't get the even one. You got a cockeyed one. The one is usually in the center. Right? It's a nice even pyramid. And I think this is the meaning of the Chai Vesavos, that everything which is in this world is tremendously balanced to teach you to. It's a lineage. I would call it a yardstick. You usually have this, the builders have this rope which you want to make a straight line. How do you call this?
Plumb line.
Lineage.
Plumb line.
Just to be absolutely straight. This world, everything is so measured to the unbelievable accuracy in the pyramid theory. That the whole world, the bottom of the Oretz Ladoim Raglov, the whole world, everything which is in the world, is the bottom of the pyramid, and everything which takes place in the world, takes place in the history, is layers and layers of layers which takes place, and it's so accurately measured that all of them is beautifully, accurately balanced to the one which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now when it comes out, that no matter what position you are, which layer you are, you could guide yourself all the way up and recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what Sefer Mavini, recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is the oneness of a. So that means, if you look at me, look at the table, look at the sefer, look at the tape recorder, look at anything, it's all a part of this pyramid. Everything leads to this one, to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's all a part of this pyramid system. And this is logic too, as we just built up the case before, that every multiple is prime multiple, there must be a one, must be the origin. And that one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the origin of everything, and I'm a part of the bottom part of the pyramid which leads me to that one. So now we know that nothing in this world could be ignored, because there's no excessive things in this world. There's no necessary movements in this world. There's no And this is the absolute beautiful which we spoke in the previous lectures, which the Hashgacha Pratis, which is being revealed in Antan, for the closer we get to Mashiach, the Hashgacha Pratis reveals himself in his entirety. There's not one movement. The leaf on the tree does not shake unless there is a certain purpose, a certain prior purpose. But now we realize that every existence in this world and every movement in this world is an integral part of this pyramid, which the pyramid is unbelievably accurately measured to equal, to lead us to this one. So it comes up when a person leads a reckless life, a life of hefkerus, a no-care life, which takes things for granted and without the seriousness that everything hu levado, only everything kodesh bochot is everything hu levado also v'oisiyas l'chol amasim, includes the leaf on the world on the tree shakes. There's no coincidence. There's no such a thing. There's no such a nature takes its root because God made so, and there's no other choice of doing it. Because nature is chokhmah. It's a kodesh bochot kulam b'chokhmah. So breishis bore alm. Gracious Borei Elohim, but Chochmah so Borei Am, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world with Chochmah. What is Chochmah? Torah, it's Chochmah so Shekodesh Baruch Hu. It's Takav Barai so Borei Lomot. And not only he created and let it go, but to make Chaim so Elohim. Kodesh Baruch Hu leads and commands the world. The world is being conducted with the Chochmah Hashem. So just like there was a Chochmah Hashem in the original creation, so is there exactly Chochmah Hashem in maintaining the creation. So in maintaining nature, you could visualize and you could come to the realization of the source of the root of Chochmas Hashem no less than in the original creation of the world. And that's what we have to witness every second of our life. That's what we have to witness every moment, anything which goes by. And obviously you can come and to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so people say, I love nature, I love to see things after the sun goes down, I love to see the sea, I love to climb mountains, I get spiritual, I get people like to drive spirituality in the middle. You drive, it says Bar Shem Tov, he went on the mountains and his borders to get high. Yes, when you finish seeing Hashem in you and you tell him about Kim, when you came so complete that not one second of your life could be outside of the pyramid theory, which leads you to your Kodesh Baruch Hu. your life from all your conscious life, there isn't something more valuable in this world, there isn't something more beautiful in this world than a second of a conscious life of a human being. Again, we miss to appreciate that. The whole world, with all the possession of the world, with all the, I would say, the old inscription, all the inscription of Hashem in this world, the world is beauty, the world is chokhmah, the world is nature. I mean, as I hate to quote him, but what I must, Albert Einstein says, as more I look into the wonder and the beauty and the wisdom of the world, the more respect I get for the creator of the world. That was Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu realized the Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. The world is unbelievable. See, scientists and medicine, which if they look at it with an objective eyes, leaves them with the greatest respect to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They get all respect of the greatness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But all of them, the entire universe, with all the constellations, with everything together, do not come in any way or any near close to see the beauty of HaKadosh, to recognize in the recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu than a conscious moment of a human being. Chaviva Adam Shereva B'Tzelem. That's Chaviva Adam. It's even a Gentile. The intellect of a person, the conscious of a person, this is a Tzelem. This is the closest shadow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the Mishnah says Chaviva Adam Shereva B'Tzelem, from all the creation, the man is the Chaviv. The man is the most loved one. There you see the most closest part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we do? We neglect the Adam totally. We dump our consciousness with stupidities. And if I want to get a little bit spiritual, I go outside to the nature. The nature does not even come close. The evidence of God in nature doesn't come close to your consciousness. So we invest our consciousness in nature by using our conscience for nothing, for pleasure and just to kill time. So when people use the argument, I'm spiritual, therefore we do certain act, we meditate, whatever we do. So where is your normal day-to-day life? Take first, you build your own pyramid. Since the whole world is one structure of a pyramid which leads to that one, there's not one excessive thing in this world, but before you want to come to the point to realize how is this tree leading to the one to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but where is your personal pyramid, which is the most beautiful part leading back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Avraham Avinu first recognized himself.
He recognized, he saw that him cannot be for no reason. The intellect, the conscious intellect of a person. So when a person had fully developed himself, that every part of himself is testifies to the connection of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you go outside of you, and then you go further, and then you go to the Chai, you see the animal system. How do you rate the animal? There's life there, and then you go to Tzomeach, to the point that you come to the Doimim. And you can see that in the last 6 Pashim, when we build the Mishkan. When was the Mishkan built? Mishkan was built first to receive the Torah. First we were born, first the human being, the Tzalem Elohim, we received the Torah. Once we received the Torah, and we became totally, we discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu in ourselves, in our life, in its entire totality, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes. So now I want you to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu also in space, in time, in which is the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Mishkan, and in Zod Kesev and Choshes, in the domain elements, and all the things. But first you have to discover it in you. You can't totally ignore you and discover Hashem over there and totally ignore you. But this is a beautiful concept. That everything goes back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Emini Adua, and it's no annoy. Emini Adua, oh, it's also like Kol Mashi Motze, Mishim Dobar Mikre. Everything which you will find in any coincidental thing, Yer Sheshle Motze Bedobar Achar Atzmi Amiti. Anything which you find in a coincidental situation, you know automatically that this thing has to exist also in reality of the essence. This thing is not. It must originate itself from the actual thing. And there is no duplication for it. The illness gets lost. For instance, when we see hot water, where does hot water come from? Where does heat come from? Heat comes from fire. You see the fire? The fire you don't see. But the fire is mean, the fire you don't see. The fire is long gone. Okay? You took a chinic of water, put him on the gas range. Okay? And your wife already closed the gas range. You don't see any fire. You come out to the kitchen, you see hot boiling water in the chinic. So what do you see? What do you realize? There was fire. Do you see fire? No, the English proved there was fire. I don't need to get to prove that. You see hot water. How could there be hot water without fire? Because heat comes from fire. Now, obviously, in order to have. Now you see the heat in the water, obviously the fire is already extinguished. But obviously it shows that the origin of heat must come from fire. Bring me proof there was fire. I don't need proof. The fire is in the water. The fact that you don't see the fire doesn't mean anything. The same thing, we are alive and exist. Obviously shows that we come from Elokus. I don't see the Elokus in the form, the way Elokus is in us, obviously, but we couldn't be as we are if they wouldn't become from Elokus. Also, it looks we have nature, we have independence, we have free choice. And you see an independent hot water without seeing the fire, but if you're logical, if you're honest, you know that hot water must come from fire. So, what are we using? So, somebody will come out, Nu Chochem. Imagine a guy, he's a tremendous IQ, but a very unrealistic guy. And the guy would argue, you know, there's such a thing as heat without fire. The best proof, look at the Chinik. Hot water without fire. And that's exactly what the world does today. The world, both people, two philosophers, look at this hot Chinik, and they see no fire. One would say, if there is hot water, there must have been fire before. That couldn't be hot water. The other says, look at the big unbelievable thing. You know, there's such a thing as existing as heat without fire. It is hot water without fire. Why do you give so much credit to fire? Don't you see there could be heat without fire? We see the world. We see gewaltige koichos in the world. We see gewaltige energy in the world. We see wisdom in the world. We see power in the world. That's the hot shining. So a Jew looks at it. Kulam b'chokhmah sisum. Rab maseh Hashem. All comes from you. I don't see you. Yeah, you invested in yourself in it. You eliminated yourself by investing in yourself. And I see the echad, the oneness in every power, in every beauty. I see you. The atheist comes. You see it. It could be a world without God, there's power without God, there's man without God. Who says it? The best thing, where you see, is not here. And you exist. You know, the Russians, when they sent out the first time the astronauts, they're astronauts. So they came down with victory. Now we prove definitely there's no God. We were up there, we didn't see him. That was the great proof of them. And what did the American astronaut, Neil Armstrong, when he came first time up in this John Glenn, the first one went up there.
And the say it was not planned. He started saying Bereshis Bara Elokim spontaneously. Started saying the Torah. He became so inspired. So he came close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, even he was not planned for this, because he's an objective person. He's not deliberately fighting against Hashem. And that again, Kulam B'chokhmah Sisu, the world leads you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's nature. That's what the Mechon of Asman says. How could Moshiach will come and all the goyim, all the nations will be penalized? How come we didn't keep Shem Mitzvahs in America? Because Baruch Hu says, how come we didn't keep Shem Mitzvahs? So the guy would have a simple excuse. What do you want me to keep? Who taught me? Who teach me? I went to college. They taught me the other thing. My father taught me another thing. My professor was a drunk. What do you want? Who taught me? So the Mechon of Asman says, this Emunas Hashem doesn't have to be taught. It's a simple fact. If you're honest, you're not distorted, you're not looking to be distorted, it automatically leads you to the Hashem Echad, the Hashem One. Because Baruch Hu created the nature in such a way that it's a pyramid, the world is a pyramid which leads you automatically to One. In every part, there's nothing in this world outside of the pyramid system, that we not only outside, we need every component of the world. Therefore there's a chiyuv, as Chazal said, that nothing in the world should be ignored. Of course, it goes with the priority system. First, don't ignore yourself. And then you go further, then ignore Torah further. And therefore, when you see the Rambam, but it wasn't a Chochmah that he was not knowledgeable. And you read everything. And the Sanhedrin had to know Shivim Lashoinus. And they had to learn Maaseh Kishuv. They had to be involved in every Chochmah, because every part is a brick in the pyramid, which leads into a beautiful structure of One. But it goes with the priority. First, you have to teach yourself. First, you have to learn yourself. And you can't jump. Totally neglecting yourself to learn some very other area, because of them, that misleads you. That's a total misconception. It's also known, also is known, everything which you find in every coincidental thing, the result of a coincidence is never the cause because of the coincidence. The effect which a coincidence produces is not the direct result of the coincidence. The effect which the coincidence produces is really being caused by the origin from where the coincidence is coming. Just give a motion. Give me a motion. God forbid you see a car knock somebody over. So it happens. Take statistics. It happens. The guy missed to see the guy and the driver. Now, what is the coincidence? The coincidence is the accident. It was a coincidental accident. Obviously, he wasn't deliberate to doing it. He didn't want to do it. It's a coincidence. He called it a mikra. That's called a mikra. What is the etzem? What is the original thing? The original thing, of course, the man doesn't want to kill. The man doesn't want to make an accident. The man is good. And the car is built also to protect. In etzem, there's no intention at all to kill a guy. But the man killed the man. That was a coincidence. Now, what would you say? Would you say that the man got killed because of a coincidence? Or the man was killed because of the root of the root? Coincidence cannot produce anything, because coincidence is not designed and not planned, and there couldn't be no results. If you take a monkey and you start jumps around on a computer, on a printing shop, jumps around, in fact, instead of jumped around for 3 hours on a computer faster than any data processor, and then finally it makes the push button of the printout and comes out the book of Chovei Salvovos. We say this, the Chovei Salvovos is a result of a coincidence. There was a monkey jumping around on letters, and by coincidence he made this thousands of letters, gave such a beautiful wording, with beautiful spelling, with beautiful meaning, with beautiful consonants. Now, to produce a Chovei Salvovos, you know, it cannot be coincidental. To kill a guy could be coincidental. To eliminate a Tzelem Elokim, to eliminate a man, that could be a product of coincidence? No way. Elamai, just like the coincidence has an origin, the origin comes from the intention of the man in the car and the building structure, but you don't see the man didn't want to kill, the car didn't want to kill. So obviously they are also not the origin. Elamai, there's an origin to the man, there's an origin, there's the atom, there's the origin. So when a man got killed as a result of a coincidence, we foolish people say, Nebuch, the man got killed, the coincidence, Nebuch, it happened. How could it happen? Make it such a... Now, by this man being killed is a part of the pyramid. It's a part of the beautiful, equal, measured, balanced
pyramid which leads her to the one, to the point, leads her to the one. If I fail to see how this lead, but it's still a brick, it's still a structure. If you would have, if you could open up the window, look at it further, why this man was killed, why exactly this moment, and this was already designed, the Sheshes Me'abreshes, that this man should be killed, and why exactly this man killed, and why exactly by this car, and exactly who was the car produced, and all of a sudden, if you could open up a little bit of the window of the mysticism, and look at the Neshamas who are involved in here, and all of a sudden you see that the previous Gilgan, 2, 3, 4, 5 generations before, that every person had anything to do with this coincidence was a part of the system that this man somehow was connected, had to be eliminated. And it's a well-balanced pyramid. Well-balanced pyramid. But when we foolishly accredit coincidence produced that, we off-balance the pyramid. And if you off-balance the pyramid, you fail to reach the one from where the pyramid originated. And you miss the message, Ma'aseh Hashem Ken Hashem Echad. This, so he says, every product, usually we accredit every result in the coincidence, in the mikra. But we fail, now let's go back to the Chinese. When you see a hot water of Chinese, you could say, why is it hot? Say, because it's coincidental, my wife left it on the fire, so it became hot. Okay, so is it really hot because it's in the Chinese? No, it's hot because it's in the Chinese, and the Chinese was in the gazette. It's because of the gazette, because my wife put the fire out. Is it because they put a fire out? Said, yes, because the fire is there, the pilot is there, and the gas is somewhere storage. And where is the comfort? The gas is stored somewhere in the ground. The ground was taken out from the people. And who created it? And what purpose? And what goals? And so when you go back always to the Etzem, the original Shoyresh Etzem, it all goes back to one Akodesh Baruch. But we foolish people, we're going to give the credit, of course. Some people would even disconnect. They would say that it's hot because they could be hot even without fire, totally disconnecting it. Other people say, no, it's a coincidental thing, it comes from fire. But where is fire coming from? Why is fire coming from? It's all going to lead back to the one, to the show. So the end result is that everything which is effective in this world must come from the Etzem Hamiti, from the actual origin. The actual origin, the point of the pyramid is HaKodesh Baruch Hu. If everything comes up from Arjun Kodesh Baruch Hu, so we people, we are on the bottom, and we do see the pyramid in the wood, obviously that leads us back. Where does it all come? It comes to the point. Not that we are building the point from the bottom, but the bottom comes from the point. As we see the heat in the water, she mikrebem. But we don't realize the fire. As we see, he brings the Odomosh, Melachus Advorim. When you see the moisture in things, is Allah in the mikra, we take the moisture in the thing as a coincidental. Shenetz lalem, which actually, where does the moisture come? In our mind, it comes from the original water, Shalachos Bem Atzus, where the moisture there is the actual. V'chein shor kol havoyos, all the other existence in this world, kasha nistakel b'yoneim, the more we're going to look in all the coincidental results in this world as we look into it, into this comparison, we're going to compare everything which we just said before. It's all going to lead us, as in our words, to the inyan of Achdus, the unity of one. Kikivan, since because everything in the creatures, there are the coincidental out byproduct which comes from the previous things. There must be, in the cause of the creatures, in the actual essence, kayemes, a certain existency, kayemes amitis, an absolute true existency, in the manner kibli kol havoyos. And from that origin, absolute truth existences are happening, all the existence. And this is inyan achdus, v'lechamika kasha ba'ano. And we see certain oneness here, we see certain result here, obviously it are origins, everything comes something from above. As we had research on Indian Achdus Amitis Bebruim on the fruitness of the oneness in the creatures, we didn't find one existence down here which further exists absolutely truthfully. The Imi Omer, if we would say, I'll call Echad Min HaSugim, and all the kinds which you find in this world, Vaminim, the different Vaishim, Vatsomim, Vamikim, Vagrom, Elyonim, Vaguf, Erech, Vachol, Minim, Monim, Chol HaShatich, Vatvul, Echad. If we were going to say, and anything in this world, that this is only one, we always, where is this one? It's not one in essence, it's one which comes from one from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anytime which we will call in this world one, it's only a borrowed language as one. Because no, there's no one outside the one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
mit mir schkoiler da dorim schnik re echt kas mit der hat mal ist mir schabus von ihr wo actually experienced many times before wo rab ma atsmai mit mir schme kabelari be vashil be khil kon khol ta sakhim be rapid be tsafes be khsor be atnu be amnu kho vadim be atsura u shar mi kem khod mi kol khol khod nadir we say that everything in this world which you call one is regulated by us one because actually is only one part of the many other things which is in this world, which is combined and which is different. Va'akdas amiti, but the true one, enen nimtzas, is not found in this world. The meres ve'emes hazeh minatzius. Not one thing in this world could be called echad, absolute one, as we call an Hashem one. Mipn shoy echad nimtzu revilim derech mikom, because the one here is only by coincidental. Va'hoire, and we use the osta moif as the proof. Kavoire echad kosh bok is absolute one. Down with Das Brew, that we know already with the Das Brew, with absolute logical conviction. In other words, we discredit through our own logical conviction that everything in this world we cannot call them the absolute one, because every part in this world, you see, is depending on another thing, and another thing, another thing, until it leads back to the absolute one, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's actually the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that you should be logically convinced. Hashem Echad is not fate. Hashem Echad is knowledge. Existence of Hashem is fate. The absolute existence of Hashem is fate. The fact that Hashem is, but if the Hashem is one, can you create something and there's something? The more you have to use entire intelligence to get convinced that everything in this world is a part of Hashem, connected to Hashem, it leads to Hashem, it is not other thing. That's why it's Hashem Echad. The Tzelus Minyan Echademus, everything is derives from the absolute one, and only the true one could only be said in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which he created everything. Who echad emes, and he's the absolute one. The in echad emes, he lost it. There's no other true one outside of him. Kmoi shegdamer. Kol chukei o echad, for emes hashulchan. All the statute, the nature, the rules of the echad emes, of the absolute true one, lo yoisu cannot be appropriated, cannot be allocated ki im loy levada, only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To no other thing outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu could we allocate the word Echad the Emes, the true one. Again, calling Noni Aribu, in all the other multiple things, Tamikim, the coincidental thing, Vashinun, all this, the changes takes place in it, Vatnus, all the movements it takes place, the Miyanim, all the comparisons, Bechol Masher, Lo Yeyo is Echad Emes, everything which in this world is not appropriate to call a one, the Choykim Men is Borach. All these things is totally removed that you should be able to say on Hashem such a thing. Said, Rabbi so see so. Many things has you done. Have you done? Ata Hashem Elokai, you Hashem are my God. You have done those rabbis. You have done those multiples. Nifloisecho machshavisecho eleinu. Your wonders and your thoughts which you had laid down to us in this world in Arechalecho. Nothing could be compared back to you. And it means, Rabbi says, everything good Kodesh Baruch Hu, which you have done down this world to us, cannot be relayed back to you. That means, but because in this world that you do, you see everything multiplications, everything comparison, everything see multitudes. But when we, but those things could not be attributed to you that there's multiples by you, because the more we go back to you, it all gets reunited into one. Again, this is the pyramid system. When we see the multiples, we see ourselves being in the bottom of the pyramid, that we cannot claim the bottom of the pyramid is just as wide as you see, just as wide as up there. So the wider that you see it, the more one it's up there. It's all united. In Aruch Alecho, we can't relate back the width of this world existence, which all comes from you. Kirabos, and actually this is beautiful, this analogy of the pyramid, you see in this passage, you say, David Melech says, Rabbi so see so. You have done many things. Where is the many? At the bottom of the pyramid, there is many. It's who said it? At Ata Hashem Elokecha, you Hashem, you had seen, you had made this many things. Nifloisecho machshavisecho. All this niflois, you know, the thoughts, which the width of the pyramid in the bottom, is only eleinu. It's only to us done like that. But we can't relate them back to you. The same width is not up there. The same width down here is all pointed in one pinpoint in Achdus Amiti by you up there. To who can I be compared? Now we see one other thing. There's no way that we could anything compare, because we see the pyramid. The pyramid is 2 points: the bottom and the top. The bottom is wide. The top is a point. When is it a pyramid? Only when there is the opposite contradiction. When the more bottom is here, and more point is up there. When there is wide up there and wide down here, it's not a pyramid. It's a square. It's a square. Now, what is the structure of a pyramid? The more one it is here, and it goes down, the more wide it becomes. So that's the pyramid. So that's what David Melech says. And Mikra Damin Ken, to who can you compare Hashem? Hashem is absolute one. You don't see the one here, because the more everything comes to Hashem, the more widens it becomes up here. Mad Mustar Chuloi. What comparison will you relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is absolute one, when this one manifests himself down here in multitudes? There's no like you. Down here, so nobody like you. But doesn't mean that you're not here. Because the down here, the pyramid, which is not like you, proves the point that all comes from that one. The pyramid is a testimony. The bottom is a testimony of the point up there. Quite as born. But it has been explained, it's born, it has been proved. Is the absolute one. He's the origin from all the pyramids. There's nobody outside of him. Anything which you will call one outside of Hashem, we call him because he's one out of two. Then he's multiple. If he's one out of two, is much, is rav, because from the other point, there's a minus one. And the minus is even lesser than one. Kasha Zohan, Chaboyre, Echad, Mikol, Ponim, Kodboch, is one from all sides, Kmo Shebanu, Mashi, Ve'enu, Be'inyin, Azeh, Dala, Me'evin. Everything which explains is enough, it can't be even further more explained. And I say, the Mogen David, the Star of David, which he has, is a beautiful symbol. Since he spoke so much about the Moshel of a pyramid, now, what is a pyramid? What is a Mogen David? It's two opposite pyramids. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, and everything flows down from Hashem. And how does it look? It looks like a state pyramid. The bottom is wide, and the point is that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Echot Avram. Avram Avinu took this whole weight of the whole world and concluded there's only one thing, Hashem. And what did he do? He discovered Hashem below here, and he reversed the pyramid. It says, Hashem, you are here, and he gave all the credit back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He realized in every Nakuda in this world, only one Hashem. And where all the originations, actually, so he had built the opposite pyramid. So that's the Mogen David. We have to see these two things always. So we all come from Hashem, and Hashem is in everything down here.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.